more just install and learning the system?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's definitely going to be more install, getting to know the defense, getting to know my role, and you know, just getting the feel of the team and how they work, and you know, just really getting ingrained in what's going on around here.
How's your front three schemes and systems compared to Baltimore, what you have in Baltimore?
A lot of similarities. Baltimore is kind of a mixed breed between a 3-4 or a 4-3, a lot of different things, but here it's, I think it's going to be more of a 3-4. And I think the guys we have up front should be a very stout group this year. Defense as a whole should be a very stout group. We should be able to fly around and make a lot of plays and you know, do the job that we're supposed to do.
A lot of people talk about your guys' age, the three guys who brought in usual charts. What does your age help you with? I mean, what benefits do you get by being a long-time veteran in this league?
For me, it's just experience. You know, I feel like I've definitely paid my dues. I've earned my stripes, and I think over the years you build a confidence up. And you know, as long as you work hard and stay in shape, you know, I don't feel any different than I did when I was 24, 25 years old. So I think I train hard, I work hard, and if anything, I gain more experience, more confidence over the years, and I think that just helps me in the long run.
Is Denver one of the teams you have been paying attention to more maybe than others because of your ties to Colorado?
Yeah. It's funny, last season in Baltimore, Trevor Price said I'd end up here, and he called it, so I got to give him his props on that one. For whatever reason, he said I'd be here, so I got to give him his credit.
And what have you seen in their defense over the past, say, couple of years, and what kind of direction do you guys want?
Well, I think they took a huge positive step with Mike Nolan coming in. I mean, he used to be a defense coordinator in Baltimore. I didn't have him personally, but I know a lot about him. You could tell the way they came out the first, six, eight games or so, flying around. Still flew around, just, you know, had some problems there at the end, and that can happen to anybody. But overall, I think with Wink being the defense coordinator, he's definitely got it down, and we should be able to come out and have a huge impact this year.
How much did you, I know you weren't here for it, but how much have you noticed guys talking about what happened at the end of last year with the defense especially? And I'm, you know, you were one of the guys brought in to help fix it.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't want to live in the past, but every once in a while you need to touch on it, and, you know, people need to be reminded of what happened, and basically you need to address the problem and fix it. And, you know, we've definitely, I think, done that, and now it's time to live in the present and move on and go from there.
Justin, I haven't been here too long, but how's the couple months you've been here as a Bronco, how's it been?
No, it's been great, you know, coming back to the state of Colorado, it's just been a dream come true. I've slowly been trying to work my way back here over the years, and felt like I've paid my dues on the East Coast, so it's good to come back home.
The offense has undergone a lot of transition, even turmoil. Do you think your defense can win 17, 14 games?
Well, who knows? I mean, so many games in the NFL are so close. You know, honestly, all I'm worried about is doing my job. And I think if everyone focuses on just doing their job, we should be a good team.
Do you pay attention to things that happen in the offseason, though? Like when Brady Quinn gets signed, they draft a guy like Tim Tebow, there's a lot of media attention.
Well, yeah, there's definitely a lot of attention to that. And, you know, it's always going to create all kinds of stories and headlines. But at the end of the day, we got to come out and do our job. And if it's me as a defensive lineman or a linebacker or a quarterback or whatever, everyone just needs to focus on their job and their role. And that's how you put together a good team. That's how you put together wins.
How about the offensive line? What are your impressions there? It's a lot of new guys in there because of injuries.
Yeah, I, you know, personally, we haven't really had a chance to even, you know, see the offensive line. And you know, I know they're working hard just like we are. So, you know, we really just don't know until it all gets going and gets started. You really don't know much until you put the pads on. You know, this time of year is tough to really get a feel on things. When you get in a training camp, put the pads on, and everything starts going for real, then you get a feel on things.
What are your first impressions of Jamal working with him?
Well, Jamal is, yeah, he is what he is. You know, I've watched him play over the years, and he's always been a beast in the middle. He's one of the great nose guards. I felt like I played with another great nose guard in Kelly Gregg. So it's always good to have a guy like that, especially in a 3-4 defense. It's very important.